Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Google makes Nest technology available to third-party developers, and teens are using Facebook more. Those stories and more coming up as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Google is making its Nest technology available to third-party developers. Nest is the part of Google that makes smart thermostats and other components for connected homes. The new policy will allow other companies to create apps that communicate with Nest devices. Thousands of developers are said to be interested. Meanwhile, Nest is set to share some user information with corporate parent Google for the first time since its February acquisition. Google will connect some of its apps to Nest, allowing Google to know when Nest users are at home or not. The integration will allow those users to set the temperature of their homes with voice commands to a Google mobile app. It also will let Google Now set the temperature automatically when it detects that a user is returning home. You'll have to opt in for your information to be shared with Google. Teens are using Facebook more. Nearly half of about 4,500 teens surveyed by Forrester Research say they're using the service more than they were a year ago. And the company predicts increasing smartphone usage will help drive even more teens to use Facebook. San Francisco is cracking down on a mobile app that lets people auction off premium public parking spots. The app is called Monkey Parking. A user who finds a legal spot can park in it and post the location. Other drivers bid on the spot, and the seller waits until the winning bidder arrives. City officials say the practice is illegal, and they've ordered the app owner to cease and desist. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fare today.
When I was pregnant, I got more advice than I knew what to do with. What I needed was information I could trust on how to take care of me and my baby. Luckily, United Healthcare has a simple program that helps moms stay on track with their doctors and get the right care and guidance before and after the baby is born. Simple is good right now.
Innovations that work for you. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Tough day for stocks. The Nasdaq fell 18 points, closing at 4,350. The Dow was down 119 at 16,818. The S&P dropped 12. Micron Technology shares up 4%. The semiconductor company posted better-than-expected adjusted earnings and revenue, though sales of memory chip products declined. Facebook today up 0.5%. Google was down 33 cents. Apple fell about 0.5%. Again, the Nasdaq down 18. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.